Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Love it. I'm so excited to Throwback Thursday for 1997. Jeff Gordon winning the Daytona 500 was good, but not as good as the good of the day.
Charities.
Charities, okay.
Charities are what are good of the day. They're actually, they're good every day.
Right.
You know, we should just highlight that real quick. That, you know, never a bad day for a charity. But whenever you have a couple stories about charities, you got to mention it. So the Chiefs, the fans of the Chiefs have raised nearly $70,000 for Jason Kelce's charity.
Oh, that's very cool.
As a way to for them to thank the Eagles for a great Super Bowl.
That was, yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
So basically what they did is they set up a post and said, hey, what's the price? It was like $11, $13 or something like that, or $14, because it was 6.2 plus 8.7.
There you go.
15? What is it? They're about $15.
Yeah.
You know, call it $15. Because 62, Jason Kelce's number, 87, Travis Kelce's number. So
that's awesome. Good for them. That's
yeah,
great.
So they've raised about $70,000. Jason Kelce had a goal of reaching $100,000. He was currently just below 10. When he started this drive back in October. So
this is a really good way to go for fans, right?
Right. They just, much they better see, than the other way we talked about yesterday where somebody sent the Valentine's Day card.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, your fan base is rallying around something like, hey, look, we just won this, or we noticed this about your team, or you helped us in whatever way.
And or, you provided a good game. I mean, that game was... Yeah. It was a good Super Bowl.
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And that's great. That's great. And the Kelces were the center of the sort of the football world for a bit with their mom there and everything else. And that's awesome. That's good. And we saw it with DeMar Hamlin. We saw it with the Bills when they, what was it,
Andy
Dalton's charity.
Seahawks.
That's right.
Did the same for the Detroit Lions this year.
So that's really cool when the fan bases are like, you know what? We see you over there. And we're going to support you, and we're gonna raise money for you. We're going to help you out. That's awesome.
The other charity that we got to highlight is, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, former Bulls player Michael Jordan.
Yes.
He is.
I think I remember him.
You think you remember him? Yeah.
I do.
He is set to, he's set to make another record, basically.
Is he?
He will. He is donating $10 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, where he will become, it'll be the largest single donation or single person to make a donation to that foundation.
And I took that personally.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Somebody said my charity giving of $8 million was a little low, and I took that personally. So I made it 10.
Yep.
Good for him.
I wonder if Isaiah went, like, I'm going to do 11.
Yeah, if Isaiah went, I'm going to do 11. And Jordan's like, well, I was very offended by that.
Yeah.
Decided to make it 10. Well, that's awesome. Good for him. That's great. That's great. Jordan just turned 60 yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
60.
So that's what he's
old.
Doing for his 60th birthday is donating $10 million to Make-A-Wish.
That's awesome. Amazing. Michael Jordan's 60.
Yeah,
that's
no.
great. That's great. Some people, man, you just can't stop. That I saw the trailer again for Air, and I am now really fascinated.
I am too.
When I watched it during the Super Bowl, I was kind of like, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then I was watching a YouTube clip, and it popped on as like it was one of those ads where you could click out of the ad.
Right, and you didn't.
And I didn't. I said, you know what?
I did the same thing.
I didn't really watch this as closely as I should have when it came on during the Super Bowl. Let me watch this again. And it really, really looks fascinating.
It has my curiosity.
Me too. I don't know if I'll go in the theater to see it.
No.
But I definitely will see it when it comes out on whatever streaming platform it's on.
This is an at home, middle of the day, or it's a lazy Saturday or something, whatever type of day.
I have gotten very picky with the movies now that I choose to see in theaters.
Yes.
It sounds crazy, but I need something blockbuster.
Yep.
And I will then pay the ticket to go see it.
No, two movies, what movies made $1 billion this year? And they have some of my money at the box office.
Avatar and Top Gun.
Yeah. Those are the two that I think those are the only two I saw in the theater.
Yeah, it's like the...
Might have saw another one.
I'm not a fan of M. Night Shyamalan movies, but they get a little intriguing. But I might see that new one if it pops up on one of my accounts that I have.
Of course. Yeah,
let's just see
watch
what this
then.
Is about. yeah, let me see if this, let me see if he's got something good here, because I don't really like his movies. But
no, even I need explosions.
I do too. I need something big.
Space or you know, something flying around. I need big action. Yeah,
That's right. So this movie is something I'm intrigued with, but definitely watching at home.
No, because it's just a lot of talking.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, what's the action?
And we know, and we know how it ends.
Yeah.
$1 billion. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. This is, you know, this is something you need to tell your son, Tony.
Yes.
Because Florida lawmakers are trying, are proposing a law that would make storming the field a misdemeanor crime.
Whoa! How are you going to enforce that?
I don't know how you're going to enforce it, but if you are one of the people who are caught, say, you know, you storm the field and, you know, game-winning thing like Florida State last year, where Florida State kids stormed the field. Any of those kids who got pinched by the cops, it would be it's punishable by a year up to year in jail and a $2,500 fine.
$2,500?
Up to $2,500.
Holy cow.
So, yeah,
good
let your,
luck with that.
Let your son know, don't storm the castle.
Good luck basically. With that. Yeah, I better tell him.
Stupid.
That's, like, imagine if number one Tennessee's coming to Gainesville.
Yep.
And they upset the number one team in the country.
Stay in your seat.
You are going to let they've done everything. They've had horseback cops and they can't stop it. I mean, they did everything. You can really hard to do.
Because basically what they're saying is that's a covered area in a stadium, covered in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Said this area is defined as an area designated for use by players, coaches, officials, performers, or personnel administering a covered event that is on or adjacent to the area of performance to play. So you can't enter that area.
Listen, I am all for the enthusiasm, but I have said somebody's going to get really hurt one day, and it's going to really
Well, and you see it all the time, right? You see, like, you know, Alabama player, I remember running off the field. Or no, it was the security guard for Nick Saban, right?
Right,
just
right.
Leveled a college girl.
That's right, yeah.
You know, just leveled her.
But you could get trampled. I mean, you could get hurt
die.
And nobody can come get you. Like, there's – and here's the other thing. Look, I know NFL fans, NFL crowds are not college crowds because it's not filled with 18-year-old kids, 19-year-old kids. But we don't do it in the NFL. Like, we don't – You know, Eagle fans did not storm the field when they won the NFC Championship games, and Kansas City fans stayed in their seats when they beat the Bengals. There's a way to do it, but I think that there is something about it that is exciting. It adds to the flavor of the collegiate athletic experience that really these kind of laws are there, but people really they love it when it happens. They publicly say
there's a tradition to it in college sports.
There is.
We know not to do it in professional sports.
You're talking about these schools that have 30,000 young people that are all getting into the game for $10 or whatever their student fees are. So they're all there and they're all energetic and excited and they have that youthful energy. I mean, who's sitting in the bottom row of a stadium in Arrowhead, right?
Rich
people. That's basically it. And you're talking about a bunch of 18, 19-year-old frat kids that are sitting on the edge going, I'll just run down. It's no big deal. I can do it. When Tennessee beat Alabama, I know three people that were on that field.
Of course you did.
Right? I mean, three of my friends' kids that go to school there all told me this Christmas that they were on the field. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but I believe them. Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you believe them?
Why wouldn't I believe them? It looked like it was 30,000 people swarming Neyland Stadium when they beat Alabama. So, yeah, all right, we'll see how that goes. Do we have time for the dumb of the day?
Yeah, it's a quick dumb. No, we got a quick dumb, unless you want to carry it over, but I'll let you know what it is real quick. The dumb of the day is McDonald's has also gotten into the AI game.
Oh, did they?
By having AI take your order at the drive-thru.
Anybody going to work at McDonald's in
10 pretty
years?
Soon, no. But fortunately, you still will need a human because the AI at McDonald's has proved to be faulty.
Oh,
as
I gotcha.
Many TikTokers have pointed out, showing when AI is taking their order. Like one girl ordered a drink and some fries, and she was charged $250 because the AI decided to fill the rest of the order in with chicken nuggets.
Wow.
Like 19 different orders.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, it's
so
like,
there's still flaws. AI, maybe AI feels it's too good for McDonald's drive-thru.
Is it gonna recognize people when they go through a bunch of times? Like, hi, Steve. Here for your daily Big Mac? And by the way, why did I just give him a 1980s computer voice?
Because, it's retro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, McDonald's is a retro place, right?
Like my GPS, like, it doesn't go, turn left at the stop sign. It goes, turn left at the stop sign.
And you can get different voices, too.
Right, you can get different voices. They had a GPS that had Kit's voice from Knight Rider. I wanted that so badly.
I mean, I would think AI at a drive-thru would be helpful because, you know, the lady in the speaker never gets it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That doesn't ever work.
Yeah, no. Now you, yeah, that's right.
But
that's
AI.
That's why I always have to check the screen.
Yeah, of course.
No, no, no. I didn't order 2 McMuffins. No, I didn't order that. Oh, sorry. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday as we continue the Wake Up Call.